A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Beya Lamed Tes, Beya 39a, pagination, page 77, starting from the Mishnah towards the top of the page, about 12 lines from the top, Masnisin Hagacheles. If you have a coal, Kiragle Habailim, it will be restricted according to the tchum, the boundary of its owner, whoever owned it when Yom Tov began. So if you want to take this coal now and walk it to the next town. So you need to know what the tchum of its owner is and to know if you're able to do that. However, Vishal Heves, but a flame, Bechol Makom, you could go wherever you want with it. So if I light a candle from you, I can then walk my candle wherever I need to go. So, you know, we deal with a neighbor down the block. If your fire goes out on Yom Tov, you go to your neighbor down the block, there's no tchum issue. But imagine if you were dealing with a farmhouse somewhere in, I think it's called Yehupitzville, right? Where the nearest person is wherever he is. Mm-hmm. So he comes to shul with a fire and he asks, anybody here have the fire go out? Anybody need fire? And you say, yeah, I need fire. Can I light from your fire and therefore walk it in the other direction? We're all meeting in the shul because the shul is within our tchum. But you're coming from the north and he's coming from the south. So his coal you would not be able to take with you. But lighting from his fire and then going is fine. Because the shalheves ain bo mamish. The shalheves, the flame, is not a tangible thing. The Mishnah continues and says, Gachelas shall hektish, moalimba. The coal of hektish, that's considered me'ila to use it. Vishalheves lo nanin velo moalin. But the flame of hektish, you're not supposed to use it, but it's not considered me'ila. It's not a tangible thing. Hamotzi gachelas lo shasarabim chayiv. A person who takes a coal out of Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaRabim, that's considered a tangible act of carrying, of transfer, and that's Chayiv. Vishal Heves, but if he transferred a flame over the border from Rishus HaYochad to Rishus HaRabim, Potter. That's not...
From Hotsah. He could be over other things in the process.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, if there's some level of Havora that took place, but it's not an act of Hotsah. Good. Let's drop down four lines into the wide, towards the middle of a line of two dots. Hamotzi gacheles l'rishus harabim chayiv v'shalheves potter. The Mishnah told us that if you moved a coal to rishus harabim from your home, that would be a Shabbos violation, but to transfer a flame would be potter. Asks the Gemara, V'hatanya, we have a brisa that says, Hamotze shalheves kol shehu chayiv. The smallest flame that gets transferred from one rishus to another is already chayiv. And this is classic, the Gemara. We try to bring from other source material either a proof or a contradiction. And over here, these rulings don't seem to be matching. Amar Rav Sheshes explained, Kigon Sheotzio Bikisom. The case of Chayiv is when you transferred the flame using a splinter. Since the flame is touching something tangible, it becomes Chashuv. That's the word that Rashi uses. Chashuva. It's important. It has value. And therefore, you're going to be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara of a typically Mishum Kisa. If he's already transferring the flame with the splinter, then the splinter itself should be a Shabbos violation of transfer. And the Gemara answers, but the less leshiura, the splinter did not have a significant enough quantity in the wood to be a Shabbos violation of transfer. The Tanan, because we know amotzi etzim kedei levasha be'akala, the amount of wood has to be enough to cook a simple egg. The smallest amount, but it has to be enough to be able to cook. And a splinter alone would not be the violation. It's only because it has with it a shalheves, which has a lot of significance. Because a flame, we know, once you have a flame, you can light a fire. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but it certainly has value. In terms of the world of value, it has value.
Are we talking about Shabbos? Are we talking about Shabbos here?
It's Shabbos. Hamotzi, if you're going to have transfer, right. It's... Right? So it isn't... I'm bringing Shabbos. It out that it's an intriguing point.
Right.
Even if you're fleishik, but if you took milk from one place to the other, it's going to be considered transfer, even though you can't benefit from it. I understand someone else could and once... But intrinsically, it's the amount of milk that has, right, those shiurim in Shabbos were only to tell me what is considered a valuable item. Makes no difference if you're allergic to milk. Okay. Abaye Omar Abaye said a different approach. Kigon deshaifa mona mishcha. You smeared a keli with oil, v'itli be'nura, and now the fire is burning on it. V'tepikle mishamone, so what about this utensil? B'chaspa, it's earthenware. V'tepikle misham chaspa, earthenware also you could be violation of transfer. But the less leshiura, it doesn't have enough. The tanan cheres k'delitim be'impatzim lachaveru divrabiu, that has to have a use, even a shard of earthenware might be useful, but it has to be the amount that's useful. It has to be the amount the Gemara is describing here that you could wedge it in. You could use it as a wedge to alter the height of something. If something is lopsided, so there's enough there that I could adjust the height. But if you have less than that, then it's not considered significant. The Gemara finishes off, Elaha de Tanan, a piece of pottery.
A broken piece.
Yeah.
Good.
Eloha de Tanan, this that we learned, Hamotzi Shalheves Potter Hechi Mishkachasla. So you tell me, you figured out all kinds of cases that you could be obligated in the Shalheves, in the flame, and you figured out all these cases so that you should not be obligated in the other item that is facilitating the shalheves being moved and making the shalheves significant. You figured out how there's a piece of earthenware that on the earthenware I'm not obligated, but it's a facilitator for me to be chayiv on the shalheves. You're figuring out a piece of wood that's a splinter and it's not enough to be in Shabbos violation because of the splinter, but it's enough to facilitate the shalheves being significant. Okay, so what's the case that you're putter on a shalheves? What's the case that you could possibly transfer a shalheves without anything facilitating? And the Gemara answers, kigon da'adye aduye l'rishus harabim, that you blew it, you made it jump from one rishus to the other. And therefore, since it's jumping from one rishus to the other, without a facilitator, without a conduit, just as a flame is not choshev. We can't quantify in our hands and say, what is it that you transferred? And therefore, on that, you would be potter. But once it has a facilitator, once it's burning off something, so even if that something is not significant, but it's going to make the shalheves, the flame, significant, and he'll be in violation because of the shalheves, the flame. Yashikoach.